5. The Financial Struggle. Gradually, Jesus and his family returned to the simple life of their earlier years. Their clothes and even their food became simpler. They had plenty of milk, butter, and cheese. In season, they enjoyed the produce of their garden, but each passing month necessitated the practice of greater frugality. Their breakfasts were very plain. They saved their best food for the evening meal. However, among these Jews, lack of wealth did not imply social inferiority. Already had this youth well-nigh encompassed the comprehension of how men lived in his day, and how well he understood life in the home, field, and workshop is shown by his subsequent teachings, which so repletely reveal his intimate contact with all phases of human experience. The Nazareth Chazan continued to cling to the belief that Jesus was to become a great teacher, probably the successor of the renowned Gamaliel at Jerusalem. Apparently, all Jesus's plans for a career were thwarted. The future did not look bright as matters now developed. But he did not falter. He was not discouraged. He lived on, day by day, doing well the present duty and faithfully discharging the immediate responsibilities of his station in life. Jesus's life is the everlasting comfort of all disappointed idealists. The pay of a common day-laboring carpenter was slowly diminishing. By the end of this year, Jesus could earn, by working early and late, only the equivalent of about 25 cents a day. By the next year, they found it difficult to pay the civil taxes, not to mention the synagogue assessments and the temple tax of 1/2 shekel. During this year, the tax collector tried to squeeze extra revenue out of Jesus, even threatening to take his harp. Fearing that the copy of the Greek scriptures might be discovered and confiscated by the tax collectors, Jesus, on his 15th birthday, presented it to the Nazareth synagogue library as his maturity offering to the Lord. The great shock of his 15th year came when Jesus went over to Sepphoris to receive the decision of Herod regarding the appeal taken to him in the dispute about the amount of money due Joseph at the time of his accidental death. Jesus and Mary had hoped for the receipt of a considerable sum of money when the treasurer at Sepphoris had offered them a paltry amount. Joseph's brothers had taken an appeal to Herod himself, and now Jesus stood in the palace and heard Herod decree that his father had nothing due him at the time of his death. And for such an unjust decision, Jesus never again trusted Herod Antipas. It is not surprising that he once alluded to Herod as that fox. The close work at the carpenter's bench during this and subsequent years deprived Jesus of the opportunity of mingling with the caravan passengers. The family supply shop had already been taken over by his uncle, and Jesus worked altogether in the home shop, where he was near to help Mary with the family. About this time, he began sending James up to the Camelot to gather information about world events, and thus he sought to keep in touch with the news of the day. As he grew up to manhood, he passed through all those conflicts and confusions which the average young persons of previous and subsequent ages have undergone, and the rigorous experience of supporting his family was a sure safeguard against his having overmuch time for idle meditation or the indulgence of mystic tendencies. This was the year that Jesus rented a considerable piece of land just to the north of their home, which was divided up as a family garden plot. Each of the older children had an individual garden, and they entered into keen competition in their agricultural efforts. Their eldest brother spent some time with them in the garden each day during the season of vegetable cultivation. As Jesus worked with his younger brothers and sisters in the garden, he many times entertained the wish that they were all located on a farm out in the country where they could enjoy the liberty and freedom of an unhampered life. But they did not find themselves growing up in the country, and Jesus, being a thoroughly practical youth as well as an idealist, intelligently and vigorously attacked his problem just as he found it, and did everything within his power to adjust himself and his family to the realities of their situation and to adapt their condition to the highest possible satisfaction of their individual and collective longings. At one time Jesus faintly hoped that he might be able to gather up sufficient means, provided they could collect the considerable sum of money due his father for the work on Herod's palace, to warrant undertaking the purchase of a small farm. He had already given serious thought to this plan of moving his family out to the country. But when Herod refused to pay them any of the funds due Joseph, they gave up the ambition of owning a home in the country. As it was, they contrived to enjoy much of the experience of farm life, as they now had 3 cows, 4 sheep, a flock of chickens, a donkey, and a dog, in addition to the doves. Even the little tots had their regular duties to perform in the well-regulated scheme of management which characterized the home life of this Nazareth family. With the close of this 15th year, Jesus had completed the traversal of that dangerous and difficult period in human existence, that time of transition between the more complacent years of childhood and the consciousness of approaching manhood, with its increased responsibilities and opportunities for the acquirement of advanced experience and the development of a noble character. The growth period for mind and body had ended, and now began the real career of this young man of Nazareth.